On our morning show today, Pastor Michelle Elfers is joining us. St. John's Lutheran Church has a special event going on this very weekend. Michelle, it's that time of year again, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes. And the program this year is called The World Rejoices, an international celebration for Advent and Christmas. You know, we usually call it the cantata. It still is for the most part, I guess, what you would call a cantata, the services surrounded with just music from our choir and the readings of the promise of Jesus from the Old Testament and then also the New Testament story of his birth and what that means for us.
How long has St. John's been providing a program such as this, do you know?
Well, longer than I've been here, and I've been here, it's going on, I think it will start my 7th or 8th year, I've lost count. But yeah, so quite a few years. Joanne Hansen was doing it many years before I arrived too, so I think it's been some time now.
Awesome. So. And is it usually around the same weekend then?
Right. It's usually the third weekend, which fits nicely with the Advent themes. The third weekend, we kind of have a theme of joy. It kind of starts with hope and then peace. And then the third is joy. And the fourth Sunday of Advent, we kind of celebrate with the theme of love.
Tell me about your choir, your music. You must have a pretty good music section there at St. John's.
Yeah, and we actually have some people that join our choir. They really love singing with us who aren't even members of our congregation. So they sing in the fall and in the late spring. And they're just beautiful voices together. So, yeah.
It's an awesome time of year for everyone. And I know you have some special things planned for the church, but what about some other services coming up here in the month of December, Michelle?
We have our Christmas Eve worship service on December 24th, and we do it a little bit earlier. We do it at 4 p.m., but it is a traditional candlelight worship service and the singing of very familiar hymns along with the Word and Holy Communion. Everyone is welcome. We believe that Christ is the one who invites us to the table and is our host, so we really welcome all at worship and the table because we want everyone to know the love that Jesus gives.
Pretty important. And a lot of times we do see more people at church around the holidays, and I mean, that's a good thing, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. Definitely. It's that time where you can maybe encourage someone who's been sitting on the edge and not sure if they want to go to church and that because of the tradition, you know, of the Christmas and that, and being able to hear that message. Yeah, it's a good time to be with family and support one another. We always try to include some special music on Christmas Eve, too, with highlighting sometimes our youth and that, too. So, yeah. I know last year we had a trio of some of our saxophone players from the high school, and it was really beautiful.
Wow, that's great. What about the year, which goes by pretty quickly, but looking back on the year, anything you'd like to highlight or anything that you're very proud of with your congregation this year?
Oh, yeah, well, more of the community as well as the three ladies from church that and the others, volunteers from church that are so involved in our Thanksgiving dinner. We had planned to serve 550 this year, and we ended up serving 669 meals this year.
Wow.
And that was definitely a blessing of loaves and fishes and last-minute running around to get extra food and cook. But it turned out wonderful. I even said Sunday we talked about our theme is what do you fear, insisting on hope this Advent. And we kind of look at all what the angels first say to Mary and Joseph and the shepherds out in the field, and even John the Baptist's father, Zechariah, you know, the angels appear and they say, do not fear. And I said, well, if an angel appeared to the ladies organizing Thanksgiving dinner on Wednesday and said, oh, you're serving 669, not 550, they would have had to say, do not fear, because God is at work. And indeed, God was at work. And together with everyone in the community, it worked out very, very well. It just shows how much increase there is in need and food insecurity here in Richland Center, too.
Right. And I know it's not just St. John's that puts that on. You get a lot of volunteers from all over, don't you?
Oh, yes, we do. Yeah, definitely. It is a whole community effort. And this year, we knew it was going to be bigger. And last year, we really stretched ourselves with just slightly over 500 meals. So they moved it to the community center this year. And the folks at the community center were extremely helpful, as well as people from other churches and just community members in general that have been helping throughout the years with the deliveries and so many other ways, because they have people there Wednesday afternoon and then starting by 6 a.m. on Thursday morning, you know, Thanksgiving morning. So it's great. And so, yeah, this time of year with the Thanksgiving and then now the Christmas special worship service with music. And then, of course, our Christmas Eve worship service, it's busy.
Yeah, we had the ladies on when they were planning for the Thanksgiving meal. It probably, in hindsight, is a good thing that you did move it to the community center. You wouldn't have had enough plug-ins, I don't think, this year, would you?
No, we definitely would not have. And just, you know, not having the stairs to climb up and down to go get the food that was on different floors because we were using every single plug-in we had at church. So, yeah, no, it was very, very good. The follow-up on that, yeah, it just worked out really well having it at the community center.
Yeah, so great that
now the celebration of Christmas.
Yeah, you move into Christmas, and then anything in particular coming up for the new year that you'd like to focus on or look ahead to?
Well, yeah, thank you for asking. We are going to be starting a new grief group, and I will post it on the community calendar so people have that information, but it will be a weekly grief group for about 13 weeks. We've been doing one about once a month now, the second Saturdays. In fact, this coming Saturday we have one, and we'll be kind of focusing on grief during the holidays. And anyone is welcome to come to that who's lost a loved one or is, you know, especially grieving this holiday season. We start that at 11, kind of go 11 to 12:30. We have a little bit of food and just to break the ice, and then talk about, you know, what helps, and just being around other people that also know exactly what you're feeling, what you might be going through, because they too are grieving. It does help. And then we have a little candlelight rite, I guess is what we call it, on a worship service, just like a little prayer with candlelights and that. And it was very meaningful last year. I know when the lady who led it last year did that, and everyone asked for it again this year. So.
Wonderful. Great. Well, it sounds like things are going well, full speed ahead for your upcoming cantata and the end of the year. And Michelle, we appreciate what you do for the community, and we hope the community comes out and supports you and enjoys the show coming up this Saturday as well.
Yeah. Well, I know also our Grace team is having a little bake sale that day, too, and I think the knitters and the quilters have some things that they usually sell this time of year to help raise money for supplies and you know, being able to make things for people in need. They ship a lot of quilts out to around the world and even here, and personal care kits and things like that the ladies do. And so this time of year they kind of do a little bit of fundraising for that, and of course our Grace team also does a little bit of fundraising this time of year like many of the others.
Great. Sounds good. Well, Merry Christmas to you.
Okay. Thank you.
Lisa Fruit joins us on WRCO Radio, who is the director for St. John's Choir. Are you looking forward to the cantata this weekend, Lisa?
We are. We're doing something new this year. We're not actually doing a cantata per se. We're doing a kind of a lessons and carols service. It will be named The World Rejoices, and it's going to be an international celebration of Advent and Christmas.
Oh, okay. Could you go over some of the songs that you'll be performing?
I sure can. The first song that we start with is called Every Valley, and it's an Advent piece, and it's a modern piece that incorporates the words to O Come Emmanuel, and that most people know, that Christmas Advent carol. And part of it was 1,200 years old, and part of it is from the 2000s. The second carol that we do is based on the prophecy of Isaiah talking about the coming of the Savior, and it's called Love Came Down at Christmas. It is a traditional Irish carol and uses the words of Christina Rossetti. Next is a piece called The Angel Gabriel, and it is a song from the Basque region of Spain, and it's the story of Gabriel visiting Mary, telling her she's the chosen one, and her response is, to me, be as it pleaseth God. Following that are two carols from the birth of Jesus, and the first one is a Polish carol called Infant Holy, Infant Lowly, and the other piece is a Spanish carol called A la Nanita Nana, or Nana, I guess. This is a lullaby sung to baby Jesus. Tanner Bailing is the Spanish teacher at the high school, and he'll be doing the solo for that part in Spanish. We continue then around the world with carols that rejoice the wonder of the star and the angels singing. One of the favorite Norwegian carols that we'll do is called Jeg so glad, excuse me, and it'll be sung partially in Norwegian by the choir and partially in English. And the second piece that we're doing is the Appalachian carol, I Wonder as I Wander, and Dave Harper will be singing the beautiful solo part for that. So we're looking forward to hearing that. He has a lovely voice, and it's a perfect piece for him. Let's see, we go on to something special. We have Antonia is our German exchange student living here for the year, and she will be doing Silent Night in German. So we have now the German part of our program as well. And she'll be accompanied on that by Dane Peterson on the guitar, which was the way that Silent Night was originally performed in Austria in the early 1800s, which is, it's kind of neat. And we'll do candlelighting, and it'll be a neat part of the service. We follow that with the French carol, What is This Lovely Fragrance? And it speaks of the star guiding the wise men to the baby. We then go to the Gospel of John, which talks about in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the beginning, he was the beginning with God, and this choir will be singing Of the Father's Love Begotten. It's an old chant from like the 1300s, so we're bringing that in as well. And we end the program on with an English carol called On Christmas Night, and it is from the 1800s as well, and it's a joyful send-off for everybody to carry into their holidays celebrations that they start, you know, we start in early December, and we're hopeful that we have a lot of people that come to enjoy it. We've put in a lot of work, and it's, we have some really lovely pieces from around the world.
Yeah, it sounds like you've got people from all around the world to sing it, too, as you bring in some exchange students, and those make it even a little bit more authentic, I'm sure, doesn't it?
Yes, exactly. It was fun that we have the Spanish teacher, the exchange student. Yes, we're trying it. And my little background is Norwegian, so I had to bring in the Norwegian one as well.
Yeah, definitely. And you're welcoming the public to this, not just members of St. John's Church, correct?
No, the public is definitely welcome for the 5 o'clock service on Saturday night or the 9 o'clock service on Sunday morning.
What about the musical background? Because you've got some players at the church, too, don't you?
We do. We have Juan Hansen has played for a long, long time. She is our accompanist, and she does a wonderful job. We have a lot of our choir members have studied music and enjoy other instruments as well as singing. We have Sharon Moore she also does accompanying for different churches, and she sings in the choir with us. And we have a good, I think we have 15 or 16 members in the choir, and we're very, very happy with it. The Grace people that are active for St. John's, they do a bake sale, and the knitters of St. John's also follow after the service. They have a lot of the things that they've been knitting throughout the year for sale as well, and they're both fundraisers, I know, and I think both go to Grace.
That is awesome. And then music will be a part of your upcoming Christmas Eve service as well, won't it?
What was that?
I'm guessing music will be a big part of your Christmas Eve service coming up.
Very much so. More so congregational singing. The choir puts we finish our presentation for the weekend before, and then Christmas Eve is generally such a packed service that it's just a lot of carols that everybody loves to sing.
Wonderful. Anything else you want to add about this weekend or the upcoming Christmas Eve service?
I'm hopeful that we have good weather. Last year we had ice. This year it looks like it'll just be cold. We're hopeful that a lot of people come just to enjoy. We love being together. We love singing. And it's a lovely church. It's decorated beautifully with the trees and the lights. And it's very welcoming. And we'd love to have as many people come and visit and be part of our concert and part of the season.
Well, we hope a lot of people do and kind of make their celebration even more special this holiday season. Lisa, thanks so much for joining us.
Exactly, yes. Yeah. Thanks so much.
Have a great day. Lisa Fruit joining us on The Morning Show.